welcome to another episode of the Three Putt Schmucks.
We're a couple of average Joe golfers who are out there trying to be less bad at the game of golf.
Come along for the laughs, tears, and beers while we try to improve. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Tom.
Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Here we are.
We hydrating together? Is that like a bottle opener required beer and you've just pulled it off pretending?
No, it was a freshie. Cheers.
Mm. Good stuff.
Wheat nectar.
That's it. Hey, bit to get through here.
We do have a bit to get to. And we have a special prize to the listener that stays on for the whole episode. And you'll only hear what that prize is at the very end. And you can't skip because there'll be little Easter eggs throughout the whole episode.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
First of all, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Fantastic.
You?
Yeah, really good, actually. Great, in fact.
Stop it.
Yeah, and I've been saying that all week, actually. Like, when people ask how I am, just great.
That's good.
Just great. Just speak.
It's a wonderful way to be.
Yeah, exactly. Just smile and say I'm great, and then look, just see what follows if you do that.
Yeah, that's right. Think good things and good things will come.
100%.
Look good, feel good, play good.
Speaking of looking good, I mean, that shirt.
Something else, isn't it?
Can we talk about the shirt?
Well, I bought it for the weekend away, and then I put it on the Sunday to wear to Horizons, and I was just like, this is a little too aggressive for a golf course.
Poor thing didn't get a run out, did it?
No. Yeah. So I thought I'd throw it on for the epi.
And it's a button-up, isn't it?
It is. A whole button-up, yeah. Which I made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's buttons all the way.
But did you buy that at a golf shop?
I did. And yeah. It's Puma. I thought it was a polo.
So a button-up shirt at golf. I wonder how that will go.
I don't know. It's a delightful material, though. Feels lovely.
It looks breezy.
Mm, it's very breezy.
Yeah.
But you stretch it and it turns white.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Cool, hey?
That's very advanced.
Advanced what?
Advanced clothing, cotton, whatever you want to call it, sportswear.
Oh. Hey, we mentioned in the last episode, which was two episodes ago now.
Yes.
That made complete sense, that we were going to touch on the Nelson Bay Golf Club Christmas Bush Circuit schmuck board.
Yes, exactly right.
And to give a rundown of what we're doing tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening.
Yep.
We're just going to touch on this, then we'll touch on a bit of mine and Tim's golf, and then we're going to do the schmuck board for Horizons.
Yes.
And then we've got some pro golf stuff to talk about, so there's a bit on.
Look, and yeah, there is a bit on, but we're excited. And let's, I mean, we have done a schmuck already for the Nelson Bay Golf Course Christmas Bush.
Yeah. But
I think this is you pushing this, because I feel like you feel like the Christmas Bush was harshly done.
I think that we had five opinions in one room, and there was a lot of differing opinions. And I think, given that we want this to be consistent and accurate,
yeah,
mainly for our own benefit, right? Like, it's not really going to help anybody else. Mm. But I just don't want it to be either too harshly critiqued or be given too many points unfairly.
Do you think that's based on, like, the circumstance? Just
circumstance of what?
Just what the weekend was. It wasn't just us. It was, like, a group of us and, different opinions. And
do you reckon we just leave it then?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it here. And to be fair, like, it looks like it's been scored pretty well. It's scored an 18.4. Out of 25,
Mm-hmm.
It's our third rated course, though, out of the four. So it's, I mean, look, were there any points in there that you felt were harshly done by?
To be honest, I was just running off like a straight up feeling here. The okay. only one I could say would be the 19th hole, and everyone yep. was upset about the chips.
So can I'll just jump in here. I don't even remember talking about that.
Oh, you haven't listened back, have you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh.
The 19th
hole. To me, that 19th hole was prime.
It was the best we've been to. And it, yeah, it was definitely.
I think it deserves the same score as Tallwood's.
I agree.
We've given it 3.9. I think it should be 4.8.
Yeah. When I think back on it, we could have just, it would have been nice just to stay there.
Yeah, we should have. We I don't know why we left.
Yeah.
So, to everyone who was there recording with us,
listen up.
Me and Tim have the ultimate power, and we're changing the team score from a 3.9 to a 4.8.
And there will be no rebuttals.
No.
That is it.
So that gives it a 19.3, which makes it our second best course.
And look. I'm happy with that. I really am.
I think it deserves it.
It deserves it. Yeah. I mean, this is something I still have a bit of an issue with the whole schmuck board is overall enjoyment. I struggle to figure out how to properly score that.
I look at it from the position of a schmuck. So it's how fun is it? How
for a schmuck
challenging
golf.
Yet forgiving. You don't want to go there and lose a box of balls. Okay. You want it to be nice, easy going.
Yeah.
But as well challenge, you don't want to just like play up and down golf.
Yep. I see.
Yeah, enjoyment. It's not like a how was the day. It's how does the course play for the average guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think on that point, I felt like it played better than a 2.8 then because if we're comparing Nelson Bay to Horizons, which we'll do later, Horizons, I lost a bunch of balls. And Nelson Bay.
We're going to argue about this later.
Okay. I feel like it scores better than a 2.8 though in terms of overall enjoyment. That this has got the worst
3.5.
It's got the worst score out of the four golf courses we've been to in terms of overall enjoyment.
I'd say it's as enjoyable as Pete's Ridge because the greenscaping was slightly better.
Yeah.
So let's put it on par with that.
Done. And I think we can say that that'll do it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's reasonable. It's just behind Tallwood's, which I think is where it belongs.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely had a more enjoyable day at Tallwood's, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, you also shot 28 less, so.
Hey, Nelson Bay, I shot a 111.
Oh, no, you did too. Sorry.
Jeez, 12 less. Give me 10 minutes. Before we can jump onto that score.
Oh, righto.
I only just recovered.
Mate.
And we're about to dive back into it. It's like never-ending therapy.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, do you want to try this new thing where we touch base with the past us? So I recorded a little minute clip.
Yeah.
When I left the driving range this week, and how I was feeling, what was going on, and let's just have a listen and then have a chat afterwards.
It's a bit of a spur of the moment thing, isn't it? It's like really trying to get in the moment, the feelings and your thoughts, and then.
That's right. Rather than waiting 4 days or in this case, almost a week.
Yeah.
Until we can discuss it. It's like we're on the day.
We're bringing everyone right into how you felt in that very moment.
Let's go.
All right, mate. I know I said I wasn't going to swing the club this week and I was going to have a little bit of time away, but I was just driving out of Newcastle and I thought, oh, the Toronto Golf Club and driving range is there, or just slot myself in and, you know, hit a bucket. Now, we spoke a little bit about how fatigue was impacting us on the weekend, and I am so on board with that argument now. I just hit the ball really, really well. I was feeling good with the hybrids again. I only hit the driver once or twice, and like, yeah, okay. It's okay, but I've never really hit that driver well, so I wasn't really holding my breath, but everything else felt great. My short game was on fire.
I'm still not hitting the driver well, just quietly.
Will we ever?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
You've already, isn't it? Okay, so just quickly.
Yeah.
You mentioned the fatigue part.
Yeah.
So did you notice that straight away when you were just like off your first few swings? Were you like, oh, this feels completely different to how I felt when I last played?
From like my second or third shot through to the 20th.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like a completely different person hitting the ball to what I did. Like, I think that was Thursday last week. So we played on the Sunday, and by the end of the Sunday, I was toast, right? So I'd played, it was my third game in 3 days.
Yeah.
I'd scored over 100 in each 3 rounds. So include practice swings and like the occasional one where I played two, or
yeah,
I probably swung the club 500 or 600 times in 3 days.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, right? So that's where I really noticed that I started hitting the ball and it felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Where the last time I'd been swinging, it was like uncomfortable and stiff. And
yeah. Do you think there was much difference in your swing though because of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What that is beyond me.
Yeah. But do you think your swinging stiff and swinging tired and mentally and physically, that you start even thinking about your swing even more as to how to counteract what's going wrong with it? Whereas when you rock up and you just go off your first 10 hits after a well-rested couple of days, you're coming in there not really needed to think about your swing and you just do what feels good?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm not sure if I said it in there yet or if it's in the next little clip, but I just stopped. I stopped thinking about it. I really stopped thinking about it and just went back to, I said it like probably 6 weeks ago, just hit the ball well. Don't worry about where it's going or how it's going. Just aim in a direction and just get good connection. Just focus on that one thing.
Yeah.
And that's all I was doing. And I was doing that same thing again today when I went, which we'll get into. Do you want to listen to the rest of that clip or should we finish this one?
Let's hear it. I want to dive more into the life of Tom.
Do we want to just finish this one? We're halfway through.
Everything else felt great. My short game was on fire.
I was chipping well.
Hitting it into the baskets that are sitting there in the range at like 50 and 60 meters out.
Slotted my first chip straight in the basket, dude.
Is there prize money involved with this or is it just they're just out there?
No, they're just out there for nothing and I was the only one there, so it didn't even really count.
Pretty much like every second go, or at least getting it in the park. That was a really positive range session for me and I'm super intrigued to see if that translates into an on-course game. I might try and get out with the kids on the weekend.
I didn't.
Maybe we can follow up with a chat about how that went. I don't know. Maybe we won't. But Timmy, I'm feeling good, mate. I am super keen to go and play some golf with limited fatigue. This is Tom signing out from his car. Goodbye.
And so,
I really hope these are coming through onto the episode, hey? Otherwise, it's going to not sound great.
Doing some random actions in the background.
Yeah.
You said at the end of that, you were just feeling really good.
Yeah.
And
I was happy with golf that day.
And then you came. So that was what, a few days? Like what?
That was the Thursday of last week.
Last week. And then you went. Have you played? Have you done anything since then apart from today's range session?
No, nothing.
So did you come into that session today feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
I keep saying this thing, Tim, and then we don't do it, you know?
Is there anyone out there that is listening that can just help us?
Maybe we need to get in touch with Elon and get one of those chips in our brains that can just program us to calm down.
I need a hard rewire, that's for sure.
Oh, mate.
Far out.
Anyway, do you want to get into the next one?
Let's do it. Look, this is from today. This is your episode.
Jimmy, I've just left the range, mate. I've walked down to the chipping green where it's a little bit quiet.
Very, very quiet.
That was one of the best range sessions I think I've had so far this year. Just kind of forgot all of my swing thoughts and just focused on getting my hips around as fast as I could. And all of a sudden, I just started hitting the ball really well and really far, especially with the hybrids. It was just, something else. So anyway, I'm just over at the shooting green now. Going to ruin all my good practice with some short game and, I'll see you later tonight.
Did you ruin it?
So, Yeah. I think I hit 15 chips and two of them were good. I was actually chatting with Raynell this afternoon about this.
Yeah.
So when I hit my driver well, it's like 220 to 250, one out of 10 times.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, it's like 180 to 200. I was hitting the three hybrid today consistently, like 210, 220 plus. That's straight.
This felt great.
Felt great. So I think I'm just going to boycott my driver for a little while.
You reckon?
Yeah, just leave it at home.
Yeah. I would like to do that, but something takes over my brain where I'm just like, just pull out the big boy and just give it a whack.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what's... one of the most frustrating things is that you can go to the driving range and you can hit, your drivers or your woods really well, and you hit them really well consistently. And then you go and play golf and you can't hit them consistently and really well. Do you think it's just muscle memory for us at the driving range? Just it should eventually relate onto the golf course.
Yeah. That's because my first three or four with the bigger clubs weren't great today. But then my last 15, 20 were.
Yeah.
So I think it will, for sure. But my first five or six as the warm-up ones were probably my good ones 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Look, we'll get there, mate. It's going to be fine.
Have faith.
We've had our bad moments with your 130 and my 121. We've done that now. We moved on.
It's out.
It's out of us.
We put them out there. We know what it feels like for that to happen.
Yes.
And we can just move on from that.
That's right.
I think it's safe to say we'll never revisit those types of scores again.
God, I hope so.
I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I'll be taking a little snippet of this episode in 3 months' time. Like, hey, Tim.
Hey. Yeah, next time we go.
Remember when you said this thing?
Yeah, it happened. It happened again.
Oh, jeez.
And we'll be back.
So how'd you go on the weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was really nice. Just went out and played golf with my father-in-law and my wife. Sunday afternoon. At Emerald, and it was the first time us three had all played together and first time Elliot played with her dad, so that was a cool little moment for them to experience. And it was nice just like seeing Ellie's dad Clive and Ellie just chatting about golf and him just giving us some tips. It was like a nice little moment to see that, so that was cool. And
for sure.
I didn't play too great. I shot 50. through nine. So only one 3-putt.
That's good.
Which I'm very happy with. And then, yeah, so the first couple holes was like a double bogey, a bogey. And then I got to the 12th, which is a, it's a, I can tell you, it's 140 meters, par three. And it's got a big bunker. It's got a big bunker, like a huge bunker right in front of the green. And the green's up on a hill. So you've got a bunker right in front of it. And then behind, it's all just like a steep runoff. And it's a reasonably sized green. Like, it's not too small. But it's, yeah, you've got to pick the right club. And I just brought a 8-iron out and just hit like this nice, like it was a bit of a late draw just coming down. And we were thinking that it could have been a hole in one. Like, that's when it was in the air. We're like, that is right at the flag. That is going.
Yeah.
And just one of the greatest feelings. Like, it landed within like a hand from the hole. Like, it was that close.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It was mental. So the good thing here, Tom, is I got a green in regulation.
Take the little wins, mate.
Take the wins.
Green in reg is huge.
Huge.
So then you 3-putted for a bogey, yeah?
No, I got the birds. Got the birds.
Good stuff. Well done, mate.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing. Like, you take those, you revisit them, you think about them, and move on from there. So, yeah, I mean, there was like a long, I reckon, before we started playing golf, you and I, like just recently, I had never hit a birdie, ever. And then I've hit.
I don't think I had either.
No. And now we're talking about them a bit more often. So these are things that we can look at and talk about.
I was actually thinking about this the other day because it was something you and Bowen spoke about in that episode we recorded while we're away, about how you mentioned that par fives are your nemesis.
Mm.
And both your birdies have been on par threes.
Yeah.
Par threes are my nemesis. And both my birdies have been on par fives.
There you go. Hey, that's a nice little stat there.
There you go.
Bit of data from you, Tom.
That's it, mate. Speaking of data, any triple bogeys?
One.
Anything worse than that?
One blowout.
Oh, no.
I know. All right, that was...
Bugger.
It was literally the next hole after the birdie as well. It's a par four.
Oh, dude.
It's a par four.
Yeah, the one that goes around to the right?
Sorry, not that one. The one after that. So it's not the dogleg right. It's the one after. So it's another par four. But I lost my ball off the drive and took a drop. And the next shot, lost that ball.
Oh, dude.
And
is
then,
that the same hole I did that on?
I think so. It's a pretty narrow start. It's got the fence on the right and bush on the left.
Yeah, and then it's got like the two-tiered green and over the back of the green's water. Yeah. Okay. At least we've both done that on that
we've
hole.
We've both done that. But yeah, other than that, it was all right. But yeah, it was just a nice day though. Like, just a completely different environment to what I've been in previously, like playing golf with you or playing golf with, you know, four or five mates, like just heading out there with the father-in-law and Ellie. It was just like it was nice. There were some moments where I was like, oh, why am I playing so shit? And then Ellie was like, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Could she come out next time you play?
I know. So yeah, I sort of bounced out of that.
Just pull you back in the line?
That little, I was beginning to do a little slump and then I came out of it, which was a good thing. It was a nice little work on it. I felt happy with that.
And, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. So, and then that's it.
So what's on the cards personal golf-wise? What do you got on next?
What was that?
I said, what have you got on personal golf-wise next? What's up?
I think I've got some time to head out this weekend and play. I want to go out and play 18.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm thinking if I can, I want to go and play Port Macquarie, which I haven't played yet.
Do that.
So, and maybe some driving range tomorrow, just get some shots in. I've got a nice, like a really good sort of drill or like routine at the driving range at in Port here. So I just get a large bucket. I work through my smaller clubs and then finish with driver. And then after that, I go down to a green and do some chipping. But it's one of these ones where it's not like a green. It's basically just you take a, got like just reusable balls that you can just take like 50 meters away and you just like chip onto a green there. And then once you finish that, you can go to a smaller green and just do some small chips and some putting. And it's just like a nice little routine that I've got. It just like get all my shots out of the bag and work through them all. So it feels good.
It's good. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That sounds excellent.
So that's me with personal golf chat. What about you? Are you going to get out and play soon?
I don't know about playing the next couple of weeks. I got a bit on.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, maybe like a week or two.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and do a bunch of practicing, actually. I just want to practice for a bit because I've been playing a lot and not practicing much.
Yeah.
And I'd like to just have maybe another two or three range runs before I head out again.
Yeah.
Just because I want to, really.
Yeah.
And just kind of see what happens because I feel like I got stuck in like a pretty consistent, not rut, but I shot like 104, 102, 102, 104. So nothing's really improving.
Yeah.
And yeah, I want to kind of, I feel like I'm not stuck in a rut, but stuck at a ceiling. And
how do we break if through the ceiling?
Yeah, I've got to do something a little bit different, try something different and see what happens. So I'm just going to do a bunch of practice for a couple of weeks and then go play again, see what happens.
Things will start clicking, Tom.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Playing those three games in that one weekend, I feel like it gave me so much time hitting the ball. And like we were saying, 500-600 swings.
Yeah.
I feel that I've got more of that muscle memory now.
Yeah.
I feel a lot more comfortable hitting the ball.
Yeah.
So.
Are you?
We'll see if that translates into a round.
Are you considering a lesson at any stage in the next few months, or are you just going to keep just working?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely going to get a lesson.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about getting new irons before I get a lesson.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because I'm pretty sure the ones I've got have been cut down for Big Kev.
Oh, right.
According to James.
Dude, that could be huge.
Huge. Because my gap wedge, which is 52.
Yeah.
I hit that beautifully, consistently.
Yep.
So, dude. And then I go to my pitching wedge and I top it every now and then and I can't get a good consistent swing with it.
No, so yeah. I'm
thinking about doing that and then getting a 3-wood.
Yeah.
And then running my hybrids, 3-wood, new irons, leave it at that for a bit, then get a lesson once I've got clubs that are like consistent lengths. And
Yeah. I mean, I've never been one to say like, well, I've always been one to say like, you can't blame what you have, but that could play a huge role in how you're hitting the balls with those irons.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like you're compensating. Yeah,
it's not going to be 15 strokes on a round, but it might be 3 or 4.
But those are the 3 or 4 that will bring you into the 90s consistently.
That's right.
Potentially.
That's right. I'm also going to get one of the big girthy grips on my putter.
Mate, I might wholeheartedly attest to getting one of those. It feels great.
Yeah. I really, really want one.
every time someone's used it, they're like, this feels great.
Yeah. I used Mitch's once. It was the first time I'd ever seen one. I was like, what is this, dude? That's amazing.
It just feels so nice. It's like a cloud.
I'm glad we started that conversation with girth. Anyway, yes. Shall I push the transition button and we go to the schmuck board?
Press it. Hey, so speaking of, the next time that we're potentially going to play golf could be our redemption round.
Maybe.
It could be.
That'd be nice.
Which will be at Horizon. Let's tee it up. Yeah.
Let's tee it up.
Let's tee it up.
Speaking of Horizons, let's schmuck board it.
Yeah. Let's
Horizons, Salamander Bay.
How are you feeling about this?
I feel excellent about this course, just quietly.
I know you do.
And I know you had a bad day.
No, I know. I was about to say that. I did have a bad day, but take that away. I'm on par with you here, Tom. Let's
just kick it straight off. Quality of greenskeeping. Dude. We were walking down the first fairway and I stopped. I was like, Timmy, have a go at this grass. I was like on my knees touching it. It was amazing.
You're doing knees ones.
Yeah. No, I wasn't doing grass angels. It wasn't far off. But
yeah,
that for me was like top three courses I've ever been on, ever.
I remember saying we could have easily just putted on that fairway. Like it felt like
I'm not going to name the courses, but there's places that we frequent where the fairways there were better than some of the greens.
Yeah, they're already on our schmuck board.
Yeah. But okay, so not only the fairways, the rough was a little bit thick.
Yeah.
So there was like that defined line of rough to fairway, which was nice. Everything was super soft and like hitting through butter.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful to hit a ball off. The way the speed and the hardness of the greens.
Yep.
I personally found putting a little bit easy on it because you didn't have to hit the ball heaps hard for it to go a meter.
Yeah.
It was very like tapping and gentle and
I really
enjoyed putting there.
Yeah.
My numbers didn't reflect that, but.
I think if we're going to go for a score here, because with everything you're saying, I'm agreeing with, and I couldn't say it any better. Like just talking about that first hole when we're walking you through and just how like well cut it was and how well looked after it was. And like even the tee boxes, like it was all just like fresh, clean, well looked after. 4.9.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think you could almost argue it's a 5 because it's a schmuck board.
Mm.
And what nicer course are we going to play on in our current average guy condition?
Yeah.
It would be a once in a lifetime.
Mm.
Which would be a 5. And it would be on here because we'd definitely be talking about that. So 4.9 is the correct score.
Done. Great start.
Great start. Horizons. Here we go.
Here we go.
Overall enjoyment. So this is, like we said at the start.
We may
head
here.
how good is the course for your average Joe?
Yeah.
How much fun is it? I think that given how beautiful it is, given that it's unforgiving when you make a mistake, but the fairways aren't narrow and tough. They're quite wide. And it's stunning and it's nice to look at and it's a good place to be. And they have 3-wheeled push carts for hire.
Oh, geez, I forgot about that. Wasn't that just amazing?
Dude, I'm like at 4.7.
I don't think I can let that happen.
Why?
Well, like you said, for a schmuck or an average Joe golfer, and there was myself who played terribly. Will and Bowen both went terribly, and we're all average Joe schmuck golfers. It wasn't forgiving. Like, yes, their fairways were a little wide, but yeah, the bunker placement was great for a good golfer, but for a schmuck golfer, it threw the enjoyment out.
It was hard.
It's
a fair call.
Yes, I agree. Like everything else, like it was beautiful. The three wheel push carts were great. Like that was an absolute game changer, especially second day in a row playing golf, third day in a row for you. That would have been a breeze. But I just feel like, and I've said this to you before, I feel like it was a course for people who were a little bit better at golf than us, which made the enjoyment a little bit more difficult for myself. I know you have scored it well, but I think it's got to be closer to a four.
Okay. Given the difficulty of it, why don't we go like a 4.2? Because if the only thing you're going to knock it down for is like bunker placement being good, essentially, it's what they're there for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 4.2. I think 4.7 is up there. So I think, yeah. It's up there.
Yeah, it's up right. There. Sorry.
But do you kind of agree with me? I don't think you do, but just the way that I feel like in maybe a year, if we stay consistent with golf, we'll get back there and it could score a 4.8 or a 4.9 on the overall enjoyment. Purely just based on
power. Yeah, but then I think that scores then relative to skill.
Mm.
I think it's about there. I think it's a 4.2.
Okay, let's give it that.
Because there's no holes there. This is the other thing that we've spoken about in the past, and it's why we scored tall woods high. It was like you're on a bit of an adventure where there was a little bit of that, but it wasn't. There was that one part on the back nine where there was that like really long wooden bridge, and like that was cool. It's like, where's this taking us? And then it was an odd hole, but there wasn't that.
Certainly a kart course though. That would have been good fun on it with a cart.
Mm.
I think.
I don't know. I enjoy walking, so I don't know.
4.2
it is.
Yeah.
Next up is the Pro Shop.
Not happy with this. I was not happy with the Pro Shop. Straight away, I got terrible vibes from whoever was working there. He did not want to be there or did not want to help us whatsoever. It was probably the size of a shoebox. And, yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, they didn't have a huge amount there either, did they?
It wasn't very appealing. Like, for your first impression of that golf course, with everything else at that place, really great. Pro Shop, lacking.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, considering we gave the Springs at Peach Ridge a one.
I was just looking at that.
Right. And Tallwood's got a 3.3. I'd say it's like kind of halfway between those two.
Yeah, I'd say so. A two.
That's unfortunate because there's a strong start for that course, hey? But it was a bit sleepy as well, wasn't it?
It was really quiet. Sunday morning tee off, beautiful weather. I was expecting queues.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, moving on. Course fees. This is so far the most expensive course we've played.
Yeah, so it was
75 plus cart.
I mean, it's valid. In the fact of, if we go back to the first point of the green keeping, if they're charging that amount, you want great greens and fairways, don't you?
I think the quality of the greenscape, because this is the cost to quality, of course, right?
Yeah.
I think it's exceptional value.
Yeah.
Considering the standard fee at where we were the day before was only $20 less.
Yeah.
And this place was leaps and bounds in front of that.
Yeah.
So, and to put it in perspective, we gave Nelson Bay a four for cost of quality.
I think this is a look at. I think this could be like a 4.7.
A what? Sorry.
A 4.7.
I was actually thinking another 4.9.
4.9.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
You're really trying to prop this one up.
I'm not. I think if we look at the way we've scored others, like Tallwood's 4. That place is $20 more than Tallwood's.
Mm. This makes me want to go and play golf at like a $150 to $300 course fee place and see what that's like, don't you?
Yeah, look, now we're going to have to, aren't we?
Exactly. That's why I think... What are you up to next weekend?
but then we may get there and go like, that was just as good as Horizons, so cost to quality, it gets a bloody 2.
Yeah. So you know, I see where you're coming from.
I think given the quality of the course.
Yeah.
But then does... Oh, no. Because the pro shop comes into this.
It can't, yeah. If the pro shop comes 4.7. In...
4.7.
Yeah, like a 4.5 to 4.7.
The pro shop has to come into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4.7.
Okay.
This has been very civil, Tim. Well done.
Look, we're mates, and we're here to discuss things, and it's been lovely.
Yeah, but when we're in person, we also wrestle a bit. So lucky we do this from here. Otherwise, it might end up in a brawl.
Yeah, you can't score at that. Are you joking?
Sorry, listeners. Someone's just been in a headlock for 3 minutes.
Yeah, just pause. Just pause there. Need to sort something out here.
Okay, most importantly, the 19th hole.
I thought it was a really, like, it was set up in a really nice way, like the whole venue. Like, we didn't have time to stick around after to have a beer and lunch or dinner because we had to get home. We did stop there. We did stop at the 19th hole halfway through and had a sausage roll and a couple of pies. I mean, the pies were bang average, to be fair.
I enjoyed my pie. Thank you.
Oh, are you sure? It looked like a soup.
It was huge.
Huge.
It's like two pies. It was like a double pie for like $4. I thought it was good. It
looked like a spag bowl.
Kind of was. It was nice.
What do you think? What do you think of the venue looked nice, but I don't know.
Place was just sleepy though.
Yeah.
There was nothing really happening. It didn't kind of like you'd have a beer and you'd be like, all right, let's go. It wasn't like where we were the day before or Tallwood's where it's like you could settle in.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And maybe you would if you were staying nearby and you were walking back to a house that you're at, but
it was
above average.
For a 19th hole, like, you don't want it to be sleepy. Like, you want to go there and, like, you go, oh, we should stay here because this is fun. This is nice. I want to experience more of this golf course.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, a 3.3.
3.3. Yeah. Look, it definitely beats the Springs. And yeah, I think a 3.3 is valid.
Cool. Great chat. We screamed through this. I thought it was going to take a while, but it just flat out hasn't.
Flat out. Hey, so what was the total score of that?
Ooh. It's a
19.1.
Which means it is smack bang in the middle. It's number three.
It's second, isn't it?
No, because we adjusted Nelson Bay.
Hey. Okay.
I didn't think Nelson Bay was going to beat it.
No, me neither.
But so, then, like, the 19th hole in the pro shop at Nelson Bay is mint.
Yeah, exactly right.
So.
This is the factors. You know. The factors, and this is what we're here to bring you, people. This is what we're here to do, and we're here to find. Can you imagine if we found a 5 through all of them? We were looking for a perfect round, a perfect 25. Look,
this is what I'd say from that weekend. This is like a wrap up from those two courses. If you're going for a boys' weekend and you just want to go have a fun game of golf and then have a few beers afterwards and have a laugh and not take it too seriously, go to Nelson Bay. 100%. If you want to drive there, have a game of golf, take it seriously, really enjoy the game, and then bugger off home, go to Horizons.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. We're done here.
That is it.
That's my sum up of the two courses from the weekend.
Yeah, that's a great assessment. And that makes total sense. I'm just shocked that it's coming third. But yeah, there you go.
What do you think it was going to do better?
I thought it was, I was thinking it was going to be second on the list. It makes me look at Toolwoods and think, wow, like that was a
good course.
Yeah.
It was a good course.
We should go play there again.
We should. We should go stay there.
Yeah.
Have a morning tea time and just sit at that pub all afternoon.
That 19th hole, for those who haven't heard, scored a 4.8 out of 5. It was a mint 19th hole.
Yeah.
Absolute minter.
I just want to quickly touch on my scorecard from Horizons while we're here talking about it.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think it sums up the difficulty of the course and what we were saying about those bunkers.
Yeah.
So I was playing pretty consistently until the seventh hole, which had those two fairway bunkers.
I know that one.
On that one hole, I was in the sand 3 times.
Yeah.
And still managed to recover for an 8 on a par 4.
Yeah.
That's, and I three putted.
That's 3 putted. Oh, the more we talk about 3 putts, the more and more I fucking hate them.
Oh, dude. But then it's like, I think you're right. Maybe I was a little bit too generous here because the back 9, I went double, triple, blowout, bogey, double, bogey, triple.
See?
That's like a hard one par on the day on a par 3.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was a hard course.
Yeah, I went one par, 2 bogeys. Sorry, 3 bogeys. 2, 4, 6 doubles. Oh, gosh, I've stopped counting in my head. Here we go.
Is that many?
One, two, three. Oh, gosh, I'm butchering this.
I thought you
were. And then 4 triples and 4 blowouts.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, with a total 5 3 putts. Like, just.
It wasn't a day. Look, it was a tough. And this is why we need to get back there, because it deserves a better Tim and Tom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I think that's enough of Horizons chat.
Yeah.
I really wanted to show you something from the Ryder Cup, and I don't know if you've seen it.
Hit me up.
All right. Let me just get this thing open. I'm going to share my screen. It's Bryson.
Let's do this.
Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau. The big hitter.
Yeah, dude, did you know he's in the
Ryder Cup?
The Ryder Cup, but did you know he's in the longest drive competitions and shit as well?
No, I did not know that, but I knew
he's like in the World Series longest drives. Dude, the guy is a machine.
Have you seen, how about the techers? Have you seen the guys that do the double pump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show
Wild.
You.
Hang on. Oh, you're doing a double bump.
I'm doing it. So they come back.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
And come through it again.
Have you tried to do it yet?
Never. Have you?
No, God, no. I can't even hit my driver normally.
I break my back.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
So this is Bryson DeChambeau. The United States of America. Oh, gosh, there's no audio, is there?
No, I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear it? I can't hear it. Anyway, par 4, Ryder Cup.
Yeah, look at him.
He's a machine, dude.
The guy's a unit.
Yeah. Championships. Been warming
up for those just as much as he's got his first game.
Yeah, par 4. He was 0-3 in Paris. Oh, the headline's just giving it all away, hasn't it? Americans a few years back. So look at this, par 4.
teaming up with Scheffler.
Boom.
Please.
40 to the front end of the green. Giving it a go.
Why wouldn't he, Boris? There it is.
Oh my God.
On the green and then makes a 41-foot putt for March eagle.
What a stalker.
Look at it. He's so pulls the putter out of the bag on the tee box.
What?
Gives like hands the cat to the driver, pulls the putter out and walks off the tee box on a par four holding his putter. And what a I saw this move. Like interview of him afterwards, and everyone's like, "Were you just going for the ultimate power move?" He's like, "Hell yes!" I wanted to show everyone what was up.
Oh, it deserves it.
Yeah, dude, it's incredible. Where's his putt? Yeah, see, just putt up off the. Look at this putt.
Get in.
Good looking putt by the
Shambo. Look at that.
Wow. Wow. Hey, hey, you know you are on your game if you're doing that.
Yeah, dude.
You are seriously on for the rest of the day. Wow.
Yeah, wild.
Wild. Hey, that deserves...
Imagine standing on a par four tee box and then going... Hey, there's my driver caddy. I'll take my putter.
Yeah.
And go well, for a walk.
That yeah, that deserves a serious round of applause, that's for sure.
Should I play one? Just a little.
Give him a round of applause. DeChambeau. That is a power move. That is, if I've ever seen one, that's gotta be at the top, doesn't it?
Sure does, mate. Hey, was there anything else we wanted to touch on?
I feel like we've touched on a lot here.
Yeah, we've been going for a while.
It's been a pretty in-depth three-putt schmucks episode.
It has, mate.
And I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, likewise. I'm really proud of us for not saying the word like every 3 seconds like we did in episode 14.
We're trying our hardest.
We're doing great. Don't worry about it.
We're just here, just having a chat and listening back and critiquing every word we ever say.
That's it. I should jump off because I've got to go make lunchboxes, but
all the best.
It's been a pleasure as always, mate.
It's been a pleasure. Bring it in. Bring it in.
See you, pal.
Catch you, mate. See you later. Three punch marks.
I'm pretty sure it's still recording, so we could just.
You just want to keep going.
If you enjoyed this, give us a rating and a follow so you can keep up to date with all the latest.
All the latest being Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and most recently, Threads account. So, schmucks, get around it. Schmucks, schmucks, schmucks.